morning, Glass. Good morning, Margaret.
Good morning.
You've got the periscope up on SSBPD as you're patrolling the underwater streets and everything else here in town. Does rain make your job any easier? I would have to say nobody likes being wet and outside and having to deal with that. That's probably the case, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, the other thing is we tend to have a lot more traffic accidents in the weather. And so, yeah, it just makes our job busier. And then,
you know, it's hard enough to text and drive, but to do it when it's rainy and slick, I mean, you're exactly right. Let me tell you a funny story. This is absolutely true, and that's what makes it funny. I'm walking out of my house yesterday. I live in just a normal old residential neighborhood, and here come two kids down the street, right? They're on their bikes, and I'm thinking, okay, cool, I'm just gonna go get the mail. And the one kid's texting on his, he's riding his bike with one hand and he's got his phone doing the thing with the other hand. You know, the kid's like, he's like 12 or 13. Well, he's dexterous. He's obviously pretty good at this. He's had practice. I just thought that was great. That just sums up everything.
Yeah, and he's probably texting the boy he's riding with, too.
So right. Each other. Asking him if he found Pokemon or whatever else you do when you're 12 or 13. But I just thought that was fantastic. You're out riding your bike. You're outside just like your parents always yell at you. And then you can do the texting. So this starts at an early age. But people do need to be careful because it does get slick. You can't stop as quickly.
We're going to have a whole bunch of new people in town, and they're going to be going down the one-way streets the wrong way.
That's right.
Yeah, with so many people that don't know where they're going, that aren't sure where to park, that are trying to unload and unpack, and with the weather, you know, a lot of times we joke that we don't need meteorologists. When one drop of rain falls in the center of Bloomington, everyone runs into everyone else, and so
can
tell without the forecast. But it's going to be busy for us all week, you know, with everybody coming into town, and the weather just makes it a little more rough.
Now, what is your I don't know, I don't want to say role. I don't know if that's the proper word. Do you coordinate with BPD to help out on campus, or are you really in charge of everything but campus since they're so busy?
IUPD.
Or IUPD,
well,
sure.
Yeah, yeah, IU handles most of the campus stuff, but we've worked so closely with them for years that not only we've been involved over the last week with going out and meeting some of the new students, international students coming into town, and our officers will be all over town doing their normal thing today, but they'll also have a lot of people asking them where to go and where things are. So they're pretty familiar with how IU does business and where a lot of the move-ins are, so they'll be able to point people out.
Captain Steve Kellums is our guest this morning. He checks in every other Monday to give us the what's happenings down at the Bloomington Police Department. And last week, Mayor John Hamilton came out on Thursday and had a press conference talking about getting our city more civil, more safe, being in the downtown areas and the parks and everything else. And the interesting part of his press conference was, I don't have a solution, but we're going to try all these different facets to get things better. Talk about your role, the Bloomington Police Department's role in that, because we've heard things like cameras and other things going on. That's got to be is it more work? What's this going to entail for your end of the deal?
Well, you know, we've been dealing with a lot of these problems, and we've been aware of them for a long time. And things like the Downtown Resource Officer Program and the Neighborhood Resource Officer Program have all been steps we've taken to address some of these issues. Adding the cameras are going to be really interesting for us to give us a little more ability to help solve some of these problems that come out, you know, and hopefully set up some deterrence. But that's going to be an interesting point. But, you know, the reality is, we've been doing a lot with few officers for a long time. We're just going to continue to do that. What's really nice, I think, about these new initiatives is bringing all the other community people in to help solve these problems, because a lot of times from a police department standpoint, we feel like we're the only ones trying to fix this, and it's really nice to see all the community coming together and trying to come up with ways to solve some of the problems.
Business owners, again, that always helps, and people that have expertise in dealing with folks who have issues, whether it's drug or alcohol related or mental issues, mental health services. When that whole group comes together, Margaret, that's a strong front there.
I've got a question about aggressive panhandling because I don't think
that was addressed.
I don't think a lot of us are. I feel like a lot of us are experiencing that, but we don't know what the line is and when we should call in the police. For instance, last night, I know that when my boyfriend came back home, he was talking about that they had pulled into one of the local drive-thrus to grab a bite to eat, and there was a guy who was asking them for change when they pulled up. And then right after they got their money at the window, the guy was standing right there saying, you know, I want your money.
Yeah, that's definitely something we would want to know about. And, you know, and the reality is if anybody ever feels uncomfortable, they should give us a call. The panhandling laws can be a little tricky sometimes about what's allowed and what isn't. And so I'd much rather have the officers come out, make sure everybody's safe and help, you know, and help with through those issues than people be afraid to give us a call. So always recommend that just call us. We'll come out and we'll do what we can do. But that's definitely an aggressive panhandling issue that we would want to take
care of. That's what I thought. I thought that was ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's one thing for somebody to, you know, stand on a corner, but I mean, this guy was not just doing that, but he was like going on the business's property and stuff, and I was just, you know, appalled.
Deputy Mayor Mick Renheisen was on the program on Thursday morning, and he read off what the state statutes are on panhandling. Mm-hmm. Is that something that is a new enforcement or a like the NFL likes to say, a point of emphasis?
I like the NFL approach. I think you would probably say pointed emphasis. It's something that we've been aware of and we have enforced, and we've made arrests on that, and we continue to make arrests with the aggressive panhandling. There's a lot of it that goes on, and, you know, all the other calls for service that we have to take and that we have to do sometimes makes that as a lower priority type call. And that's just the reality of it. And so what we're trying to do now is maybe emphasize that a little bit. When we can get those extra downtown patrols and we can get that extra manpower to be out in those locations and areas, make sure that the people, the offenders, know exactly what they're allowed to do and what they're not allowed to do.
Yeah, it's almost like you have to pass them out a flyer and say, hey, look, here are the rules in case you're not clear on it.
Well,
I mean, that's
I'd like to know what the rules are because, I mean, I've even had people walk into my shop and ask for money.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then obviously that's, you know, that's being your property. You know, you can have those people removed from there very easily. Tell them they have to leave. If they won't leave, we'll come make them leave for you. Not a problem.
Yep, use the folks that can help out on that. And that's Captain Steve Kellums and the crew at the Bloomington Police Department. Captain Kellums joins us every other Monday morning here on WGCL. So that is a work in progress. There's going to be a report brought together, and then we'll hear more about this in January, and then you'll obviously let us know if the cameras and everything else come online, because we know Chief Dekoff's got to find things that are compatible and do that. But I think the one key that Deputy Mayor Renheisen pointed out was these are not surveillance; these are recording devices, so to speak. It's not going to be someone monitoring this 24 hours. I think that's a big
Well, I actually think that's unfortunate. I think there's people now. Everyone I know who's a woman talking on Facebook right now is telling their friends, do not walk on the beeline without somebody with you. I mean, I don't know if you're aware of that, Captain Kellums, but that's what's going on. Everybody is saying that. Do not walk on the beeline without accompaniment.
Well, and, you know, we've seen a lot of concerns, and I agree with the fact that we can't do live surveillance, that we absolutely just don't have the manpower, the resources to do that. But we hope that the cameras, when we get those in places in those areas, will not only allow us to, as we always say, solve those crimes that might occur, but knowing that they're there sometimes can be a deterrent. And that is another hope of ours, is that we'll be able to use those, I'm not sure about the exact plans or what we're going to purchase, but I'm pretty sure we're going to try to make it quite obvious that people are being recorded, so that as a deterrent, we'll try to help solve some of those problems.
And so when these, again, everybody's going to get together, we'll have this task force and groups and meetings and all that, and then we'll hear hopefully more of this come January once the solution group comes together. And again, your issue also ties back into the public safety tax, which has been juggled at the state level. So it's an unbelievable circle, isn't it?
Oh, every day. I mean, that's the big push every day. We come in and we take a look at what our resources are and where we can get more to do the jobs that we need to do. You know, as Bloomington has continued to grow over the years, unfortunately, the police department, while it has grown, and we have made some big strides in that area, it's just not enough to match. So we're looking for any opportunities for resources we can get and anything we can do to help enhance what we already have.
And it's, again, if there was an unlimited pot of money, things would be easier, but that's just sometimes that's not how it works. Captain Steve Kellums is our guest this morning from the Bloomington Police Department. Drive sober, get pulled over. Pay attention, people.
Yeah, we've there's so much going on right now. I mean, we've got that going on, you know, obviously with the students moving in, a lot of our community outreach. We've been working with IU. We've got CrossFit with a Cop coming up. So I think that's going to be a lot of fun, working closely with Hoosier CrossFit. They've been a great supporter of ours. And we're going to get with them on Saturday, September 3rd, 11 o'clock for CrossFit with a Cop. We're going to have a lot of officers out there working out. We hope that a lot of people will come out and work out with us as well. And just kind of like a coffee with a cop, a great way to
Glass is volunteering,
with
I think. I think Glass is volunteering
great.
To do this. So
I'm going to start a new program. It's called Beer with a Cop. Because that's
you would also have a lot of people, yeah.
That's you'd have the biggest turnout ever. We'd have to rent a bigger place. But CrossFit's fun because again, you're touching different people, whether it's coffee with a cop or you're being out there and you're being active. And then people like Margaret can address their questions, and that's how you can do it.
Well,
and that's exactly what we're trying to do, is hit the different demographics. We've got the Pride Summerfest coming up. We're going to have a table there, so that's going to be great. We're working with the Latino community with the Latin Fest coming up in September, I think September 24th. There's just so much outreach we're trying to do and trying to reach out and be, you know, talk to the community, find out what all those concerns are and see what we can do to help.
And another, sad story that we have to bring up this morning. You lost one of your canine units, I saw on Facebook last week, and that's not always fun.
You know, it's not. Pongo, we did lose Pongo, but, you know, he'd retired. He had a great career here, and one of his handlers took him in, and Sergeant Dana Cole took him in, and he had been living with Dana and just having a great retirement. So we're sad to see him go, but, those things have to happen, and, he had a lot of love. We loved him at the department, and he had a lot of love whenever he moved in with Dana.
He's a beautiful dog. How old was he when he died?
That's a great question. I want to say he was 11 or 12.
Oh, wow. 12, then for a shepherd, that wasn't bad. So they tend to not live as long. And smaller dogs live longer. It's just just the way it is. So, we're sorry that you lost him, but it sounds like he had a nice life. So,
a member of the family.
Yeah.
Never easy on that. Detective, Captain Steve Kellums, I'm reading something from your side. Captain Steve Kellums is our guest this morning, and we always kind of look at national issues as well, making news, and sadly, again, we have another, I don't want to call it an incident to mislabel it, but in Milwaukee, they're having issues with riots and police departments. It's just, that has to be frustrating in your position. This is almost on a weekly basis with this happening.
You're absolutely right. It's very frustrating. But, you know, the thing is, and what I've talked about before, is the engagement we try to do with our community and the type of community we have here. That's where you keep these things from happening. You can't wait till after the fact and then try to step in and solve some of these community problems. So we're doing that. So much right now is trying to be a part of the community and let people know who we are and what we do and find out what their needs are and try to help them the best we can. And that's just an ongoing goal for us, because we hope that none of those things will ever happen in Bloomington. And right now I feel very confident that they won't. And I think that's because of the community that we have and, you know, the police department. I'm real proud of our officers and how they conduct themselves and handle themselves and the outreach we try to do.
And if people would like more information or they have any questions to answer, what's a good place to find those answers?
Definitely our Facebook. We're really trying to push a lot of things out through Facebook. So the Bloomington, Indiana Police Department, not Minnesota,
that's right.
Bloomington, Indiana.
I went to that the first time, and I wondered why everybody that didn't look right. So
it didn't look like around here.
That's right.
Yes. So, you know, our Bloomington, Indiana Facebook page, Bloomington Police Department, that's where we try to put a lot of information. Now, we have a Twitter page as well. It's tied to that Facebook page. So if you're on Twitter and active, you can get the information there. And we try to push a lot of things out there, a lot of our events, a lot of our community outreach, and you know, then just some good stuff as well as some crime information too. So we just try to keep people informed that way. In the 21st century, that seems to be the best way to do it right now.
And it's immediate, and you don't have to wait, and it's yours, and you can put it out there when you need to. Yes, technology does help us most of the time when we have to deal with this. Okay, great stuff. So again, CrossFit with the Cop. We'll talk about that when we come back on the 29th, because that'll be Labor Day weekend. So if you want to get a little healthy when you do all that, hey, then we'll have home football games to talk about. Then we'll have all
right.
It'll be lit. So it should be quiet. That's exactly. And it should be a little quiet to get things started here with all the rain, as we know that kind of keeps a lid on things, right?
Well, yeah, but by the end of this, by Friday night, things will be really hopping here in town. They always do.
And then an 80% chance of rain and thunderstorms on Saturday. And Saturday night, again, we're all it's all downhill from here. We appreciate your time. We know how busy you are, and we look forward to talking to you in a couple Mondays.
All right, great talking to you guys. Thank you.